best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Yes, sir, it's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Do you enjoy the arts? Have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany, wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and happy new year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Daniel Steffi in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that in Coymans, the Carver Company have backed off of their proposal for an 80-acre wind turbine facility there, and developers now say they will not need the town to rezone a 364-acre wildlife management area. In southern Albany County, the wind turbine facility project would be just north of the Port of Coymans between Route 144 and the Hudson River. Carver Companies now says they can keep the manufacturing portion of the project on land owned by Holcomb just north of the Port of Coymans between Route 144 and the Hudson River that is already zoned for manufacturing. The developers hope to manufacture more than 200 wind turbine blades a year and create up to 600 jobs in Coymans. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that there is at least one local election with results still pending. Currently in Wallkill in Ulster County, incumbent Republican George Serrano and Democrat Neil Meyer are tied in the town supervisor election. Both have 1,910. Next week, the Board of Elections will do a hand recount and say they will have the results by December 2nd. So either the incumbent Serrano or the town board member and former deputy supervisor of the town, Meyer, will become the next supervisor. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that in the election held this year in October and November, only between 20 and 30% of voters turned out to cast ballots. Backers of a proposal to move local elections to a year when turnout is naturally higher because of high-profile presidential and Senate votes are still getting pushback from many local leaders who want to maintain the status quo. Moving local elections to even-numbered years is one of more than 150 bills passed that are waiting for a signature from Governor Kathy Hochul to become law. New York Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Blair Horner said, and I quote, "In a democracy, a representative democracy, you want to have the biggest turnout possible. We think it's easier for voters to remember that they're supposed to go to the polling place, particularly when there's high-profile election," end quote. Stephen Aquario, executive director of the State Association of Counties, says most county leaders across the state are opposed to moving local elections, saying, and I quote, "I think we need to respect their choice, their decisions, and not change laws because people in the Capitol think that they have a better view of how to control their behavior. People are motivated by their own behavior, by what their own values are, what matters to them, or whether or not they'll go to a voting machine and cast a ballot," end quote. Elections for city or village elections and for races for county clerk, sheriff, district attorneys, local judges, and others protected in the state constitution to be held in odd number years would not be moved if Hochul signs the bill. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weekend weather report. On Sunday, there will be a chance of rain after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a light south wind increasing to 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. And on Sunday night, there will be rain with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Hi, everybody. This is Timmy Whippoorwill calling to you live from inside the oak tree. Please give what you can to WGXC.org/donate. Check it out. Their webpage is live. It's fresh. It's exciting and new. Even us here in the Whippoorwill community approve of such a place. WGXC is here for you, so why don't you be there for them?
Plugged in, and they never need batteries. find one of those these days. You can pick up a radio at a store.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to WGXC 90.7 FM today on Giving Tuesday. We appreciate your support and work hard to bring you the sounds of your community. When there is a protest where local laborers are on the picket line, WGXC tries to go out and speak to people who think it's so important, whatever the issue is, to put forth their views in public, then hey, they should be on the local airwaves, right? You want to hear when people are picketing, when people are hoisting signs and filling the public square. WGXC is another public square where all sorts of opinions can be bandied about and debated. So whatever the issue is, if people are out there on the streets with something to say, WGXC wants to be their soapbox. Recently in the area, there have been many rallies, protests, and more supporting human beings in the current Middle East war conflict. WGXC is the only radio station that's even telling you these protests exist. If you listen to the other stations on the radio dial or read the local newspapers, you wouldn't even know these protests are happening, but you do on WGXC. We've covered a die-in in front of Paul Tonko's offices in Albany recently, and a similar event in front of the offices of Representative Pat Ryan. On Black Friday, there was a large protest at Crossgates Mall in Albany, and WGXC had a report from our friends at WOOC. So tune in to the one spot on the dial where you hear about all the news, not just a limited view. And remember, if you're out there protesting, tell WGXC about it and make a recording, because WGXC is there for you. We hope you are there for us and can show some love on this Giving Tuesday at WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for considering making a pledge to support diverse voices on the dial at community radio station WGXC's solar-powered Radio for Open Ears.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On November 24th, as a four-day halt to the attacks in Gaza by Israel started to allow for a limited hostage exchange, Shut It Down for Palestine protests took place across the country on Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year. The rallies called for a boycott of companies such as Motorola, Puma, Siemens, SodaStream, and Remax for their role in profiting from the occupation of Gaza. BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction, is a Palestinian-led movement started in 2005 to peacefully protest Israel's occupation of Gaza. Inspired by the South African anti-apartheid movement, the BDS call urges action to pressure Israel to comply with international law. The peaceful BDS movement over the years, however, has generated extreme reactions from New York politicians, with many lawmakers seeking to cut off funding or any interaction with any group or business supporting the BDS movement. In the Capital District, about 150 protesters braved the freezing cold on Friday at Crossgates. We hear from several participants.
My name is Chris Garamone. I'm an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. We're out here today at Crossgates Mall in Albany in order to protest against these companies that are profiting intensely off of the genocide of Palestinians. This includes companies like Puma, HP, Siemens, Sabra, Hummus, a lot of companies that people don't have any knowledge about, invest in Israel and profit off of the displacement and murder of Palestinians in the West Bank and in Gaza.
And so they have businesses here at Crossgates Mall?
So some of them have actual stores, but mostly it's their products are sold all over the mall.
Now, this is Friday, and you know, hostages are now being released. There's, a four-day ceasefire pause in the attack. What needs to happen at this point?
Yeah, so right now we've seen the effect of both the Palestinian resistance movement in Palestine and people all over the world protesting for a free Palestine has been able to give Palestinians leverage in order to get a prisoner exchange that they had wanted several weeks ago, but now they're able to get it due to their fighting and our fighting here and abroad. So what we need to do is continue the fight both here and encourage our brothers and sisters across the world to continue to fight for a free Palestine, shut down these businesses that profit off of the genocide, and close down a lot of these. There's military contractors and weapons manufacturers all over both the Hudson Valley, all over the country, that are directly killing Palestinians in order to further U.S. imperialism. And we're determined to keep the fight up until Palestine is finally free once and for all.
Now, this has been, 75 years, and undoubtedly, at least in my experience in the United States, this has been the, largest level of support for Palestine that we've seen over time. Is that moving the Biden administration and the Democrats to revise their positions at all?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how responsive our politicians are directly to us, but if the capitalists who bankroll them start to get a little scared that if they keep up with these positions, it'll hit their bottom lines, then that can move them, right? But I think it's directly affecting the capitalist bottom line that drives this, and their fear, not appeals to their morality, because Joe Biden is a Zionist to his core, and nothing's ever going to change that, except for impacting his donors and the money.
Thank you very much.
My name is Elizabeth Zahdan. I'm not affiliated with any group. I am Palestinian and an American. Unfortunately, I'm a taxpayer who is funding killing my, and, the people in Palestine and destroying my ancestors' land. And right now, my dad's land in Jerusalem is being terrorized by the settlers and trying to harass and hurt my great aunties in there and my cousins because they want the house. And as they say, if we don't steal it, someone else will steal it. And I'm standing for the right thing, and just being a human being and a Palestinian who is living in the United States, chose the land, to live in, because we were lucky to stay in Palestine and live there because we were one of those people who became, refugees. And my parents, they had to find a refuge somewhere. And they moved from one land to another. Eventually, they became American over here.
And I understand you made some All United for Free Palestine buttons today.
Yes.
How have they been going?
Well, I wish I brought more with me to give it more because I didn't know there are going to be this many people. It was something that of the little money that I have, I chose, to do this to thank everybody that there are still humanity in this world. There are still people, they see the righteous thing. So the hope in getting the, our land back again, it's there. And it's coming, and it's going to happen because of all these kind people. And I just wanted to say thank you to them.
Now, we're speaking on Friday, and in a few hours, there's going to be, a four-day pause in the attack. Some hostages are going to be released. Are you optimistic that this actually will stop the bombing, or is it just going to continue in a few days?
I am very realistic that this took 75 years and is not going to be resolved just like that. There will be more people are dying, unfortunately. The reason why, because there are being funded by our tax money and supported by the weapons that we are shipping to. And I hope, that this will stop. But when and how many more lives to get people to see the truth and stop fake news and stop the lies in the media? I don't know. I don't know how much. And I'm afraid for more lives. I'm afraid for more innocent, people who they have nothing to do with this. It's just because they are defending their land. They are staying there and they don't want to leave their land. This is the land that they, inherited from their ancestors and the only place. And why do we have to tell them move out of their land? Why do we have to terrorize them? Okay? We don't like it to happen to us. Why are we doing it to others? And that's, I don't know how many more lives to speak for that.
Thank you very much.
My name is Kaya. I'm from Hudson, New York, and I'm here today as a Jewish woman who believes that at its core, Israel is founded on a false notion that safety for Jews relies on the oppression and violent occupation of Palestinian people. And that the end to this genocide is the only way that Palestinians and Israelis alike will be able to experience safety. I also was raised as an anti-Zionist Jew to understand that when we said never again after the Holocaust, that means never again for anyone, and that our safety is intertwined with the liberation of all people. And because of the generational trauma combined with the nationalist propaganda of the U.S. and Israel, many Jews have been raised to believe that somehow we have to perpetuate the same horrors and atrocity that were perpetuated upon us during the Holocaust onto another people, and somehow that gives us power, or somehow that's justified, and that's just wrong, period. And I'm here in solidarity with Palestinian people fighting for liberation. As of this moment, you know, over 15,000 Palestinians have been murdered since October 7th, and this didn't start on October 7th. By the way, more than a third of those are children, and all of them are innocent people. This didn't start on October 7th. This has been 75 years of violent occupation of a people, imprisonment, apartheid, complete and utter horror and terror that's been imparted by the Israeli state. And so what we're seeing is the outcomes of that. When you terrorize a population for 75 years, and every effort at peaceful demonstration, of which there have been many on the part of Palestinian people, have been met with violence from the Israeli state. People peacefully protesting along the Gaza border were shot and killed. There's nothing left to do. I'm calling on all people, and I'm here in the freezing cold on Black Friday at the Crossgates Mall to call on all people to recognize the way that our dollars as Americans are funding this genocide. When you patronize stores that are Israeli owned or invested in and benefit from the genocide, you are funding this. As taxpayers, we are funding this. We just sent $14.8 billion to Israel with no strings attached, no constraints, to further destroy and wipe out an entire civilization, an entire population of people. And so it's time for every single person to understand that you are complicit and you have to take action. And one of the most powerful ways we can do that is with our dollars. And so I ask that all people boycott. There's many lists online, very easy to access, among them things like SodaStream, Puma, HP, Hewlett-Packard, many, many companies that we need to boycott. And on Black Friday, this is a day to buy nothing and demonstrate that we are not willing to stand with this genocide and that we are going to go down on the right side of history. And a lot of people are going to look back and wish they had done this.
My name is Stephen Onley. I served in the U.S. Army, and I'm here today because what's happening in Palestine's been happening for centuries all over the world, and it's just not right, and I think we're better than all this.
And, you know, one of the concerns, of course, the United States sending a lot of, you know, military support. I mean, how do people in the military in general feel about this whole conflict?
Honestly, I think among veterans, at least. It's probably split a lot like it is among civilians. You know, there's a lot of us that are very against what's happening, and then there's a lot that, you know, just believe in believe in what the government tells us and you know, do the mission, all that kind of stuff.
You know, is basically destroying Gaza and killing a lot of children, is that the way to, I guess, pacify Hamas as a, you know, military force?
No, absolutely not. There's a ton of different ways we could go in after Hamas without hurting, especially this many civilians. It's just reckless. It's unnecessary. I think Israel is using the Hamas excuse just to try and eliminate Palestinians.
And would you have any concern this might escalate to a wider, you know, regional battle, bringing in, I don't know, Iran, Syria, other countries?
Smaller issues have led to bigger outbursts and war, so absolutely it could.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
This poem I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago, because it mentions 5 years ago. And I mentioned many of the people who were on at the beginning of the program, or at the beginning went on the air, and many of whom are not here anymore. But that doesn't mean they weren't a part of the history and that they didn't put in a lot of effort into getting WGXC on the air. So here it goes. About 5 years ago, I learned with great elation that Columbia Green was getting a new radio station. So I decided to talk to the busiest man, a Mr. Tom Rowe, and asked him quite bravely about me having a weekly Irish show. He said, "Why should we have an Irish show on WGXC, Tony Fallon?" So I told him about Kitty Kelly, Tara Gold, and Foster and Ellen. I told him that I had the records by the likes of Carmel Quinn, Paddy Noonan, Richie O'Shea, and even Martin Flynn. We would also play the three tenors who could sing so very loud, as well as Louis Brown, Frank Patterson, and Kenny McLeod. We'd get the touring talent from all the East Durham shows and play the lively jigs and reels in the winter when it snows. I'd mention Kaylee's The Arts Week and Saturday Night Dances, and from Jennifer in the gift shop, get cassettes of Marie Francis. Dermot Henry would sing to us about his mother from Mayo, or that other lovely song about the green hills of Sligo. I play Pat Roper and Mary McGonigal, both of whom of Scottish stock, and often play One Day at a Time and The Lady of Knock. I'd interview guests from afar and take requests on the phones, and when I needed rebel songs, I'd cue up the Wolf Tones. I'd have football and hurling results every Sunday night, and if anybody important was in the garden, I'd mention the fight. Well, he sized me up and said, "You got a good line of baloney, but how can I have a radio show with a host named Tony?" And now the station is on the air and I'm the Irish host. It's also on the net, so I'm heard in Ireland, coast to coast. I put on the first show on WGXC on a February night, and I can tell you firsthand that the host was full of fright. And then to make it worser, I made a whole lot of mistakes, and everybody loved the first song about Killarney's Lakes. Then over the next few days, I got requests to keep the show on going, and with the word of mouth and promotion, the audience kept growing. There are all kinds of programs here of this and that, who knows. They will even tell you how an onion or a potato or a carrot grows. There's great enthusiasm, and the Lord bless us and save us. What would we all be all today without Smiling Al Davis? There's Max, Karen, Dharma, and of course there's Joan, who helped me with pronouncements, the computer, and the phone. I knew we had a good lineup from the very start, and putting Paul in charge of news was very, very smart. Sarah is behind the scene, and for new memberships is reaching. Galen heads up fundraising, and Kaya and Corey are always teaching. There are lists of others I have left out without bad intention, but they will all be recognized at our 10th convention. Meanwhile, this big happy family thinks it's died and gone to heaven as they get their weekly fix of radio on 9.0. 88.7. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
I'm Tom Rowe at Wave Farm asking you for your help today on Giving Tuesday to support all kinds of diverse programming at WGXC. One thing you won't hear on other stations is radio art, not just art that happens to be on the radio, but artists working specifically to make art for the format of radio. WGXC is America's leading voice for radio art and is known around the world for its residency program, installation art park, and the radio art that airs on WGXC 90.7 FM. If this part of WGXC's mission appeals to you, consider a pledge today on Giving Tuesday to keep radio art on the radio, on the one place on the dial in the entire country where radio art is a focus. Thank you for support and at WGXC.org/donate on this Giving Tuesday. It is greatly appreciated.
That was Natural Radio from Canadian radio artist Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friz, and Glenn Gear from their 2014 album Somewhere a Voice is Calling.
I'm Tom Rowe with Wavefarm, reminding you that today is Giving Tuesday. And if you have the means, we implore you to make a donation or become a sustaining supporter at wgxc.org/donate to make sure you continue to hear all the different voices in the Hudson Valley that air on WGXC, all the wonderful music programs, the songs from around the world and around the corner on the air at wgxc.org. Please consider going to wgxc.org/donate and making a pledge today on Giving Tuesday to help your friends and neighbors in the Hudson Valley. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here from Ukulele's Unleashed. I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying leaves are dancing off the trees. They got an easy way. Let's you and me go dancing. Record dancing and shit. Hey, 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 hey. Please don't you ever die. You ever die. You ever die. Lift us into the air. Into the air. Into the air. Play our radio songs. Radio songs. Radio songs. Dying stars are falling down on us. They got an easy way. All it's you and me. Go falling to go way out into the blue. Hey, oh, please don't you ever die. You ever die. You ever die.
Nice job, Carmen.
Carmen.
You rock.
That's from our group to you guys.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Catherine Doyle reports at NBC News that Representative Elise Stefanik is again working for former President Donald Trump, filing new documents to her judicial ethics complaint against the judge overseeing Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. She amended her complaint by attaching the mistrial motion filed by Trump's attorney accusing Judge Arthur Engoron of bias. and Garan ruled against the motion. On November 17th, Stefanik said the motion was, and I quote, wrongly denied, end quote, and that, and I quote, a week ago I filed an ethics complaint against Manhattan Judge Arthur Engoron for his partisan antics, bias, and railroading of President Trump. After my complaint, a New York appellate court smacked down Judge Engoron for his blatantly unconstitutional gag order. Today, I am supplementing my ethics complaint against Judge Engoron with examples of even more of his egregious misconduct after he just wrongly dismissed President Trump's motion for a mistrial, end quote. Engoron said the arguments Trump's lawyers made in the motion were, and I quote, utterly without merit, end quote. Engoron is presiding over a $250 million civil lawsuit about fraud in the former president's business. He has already ruled that the fraud existed and is now deciding how much to fine Trump and his business. Read more about this story at NBC News. Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Pat Ryan announced legislation to lower the price of prescription drugs in Poughkeepsie November 21st. Ryan's Stop the Farmers Rip-Off and Drug Savings for All Act would make less costly generic alternatives easier to produce. Ryan said, and I quote, "For too long, Big Pharma has been allowed to game the system, rake in record profits, and rip off hard-working Hudson Valley families. I'm pushing relentlessly to finally hold Big Pharma accountable and lower the cost of prescription drugs. This bipartisan legislation holds Big Pharma accountable and lowers drug prices," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It lowers drug costs across the board and generations," end quote. While Ryan, a Democrat, claims the proposal is bipartisan, the story does not name any Republican co-sponsors, and an internet search for the bill's name only found a few results, all related to Ryan. Currently, Republicans control the House of Representatives, so Ryan needs Republican support to pass the measure. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You know, when you see the footage yourself, it's going to give you an understanding of what was there and what occurred that day, because we're currently only depending upon really partisan descriptions of what happens. Now the American people can see.
House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner of Ohio calls the release of 40,000 hours of video from the January 6th Capitol attack an important step for the truth. Speaker Mike Johnson ordered the video be gradually posted on a House website, despite objections from Capitol Police that it could pose a security risk. Turner, a Republican, says lawmakers from both parties have cherry-picked the footage. His comment came when asked about Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia calling the attack an inside job by the Capitol Police themselves. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck says if his fellow Republicans want to solve America's problems, they have to face some unpleasant truths.
Everyone who makes the argument that January 6th was, an unguided tour of the Capitol is lying to America.
Back from Thanksgiving, lawmakers are debating President Joe Biden's $100 billion Israel and Ukraine aid package. Speaker Johnson says he's confident Congress can get to a deal on it, but funds for Ukraine must come with changes to border policy.
I think most of our Senate colleagues recognize that those two things need to move together because we owe that to the American people. That's what they're demanding that we do.
Johnson's plan to pay for just aid to Israel by cutting the IRS died in the Senate. Hardline Republicans still want budget cuts to offset the Ukraine funds, and Vermont progressive Bernie Sanders says aid for Israel should demand steps to stop the fighting. Qatar says the 2 days added to the hostage release ceasefire negotiated with Israel and Hamas could be extended again. The Biden administration says it'll press for the ceasefire to continue until all the hostages are home. And Biden repeated his call for a two-state solution as a full end to the conflict. 7 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the Republican candidates need to face how bad former President Donald Trump is for the country and the party. He charges Trump with whipping up hate and anti-Semitism.
Intolerance towards anyone encourages intolerance towards everyone. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Meanwhile, Trump's lawyers are urging a New York appeals court to extend a pause in the gag order against him in his civil trial. They say the hundreds of threats made to the presiding judge and his law clerk don't justify limiting Trump's First Amendment. The New Mexico Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the state's congressional map for next year's election. State Republicans had sued, arguing the map was a Democratic gerrymander. And a three-week strike in Portland, Oregon has ended following a tentative agreement between the teachers' union and the school district. Portland Association of Teachers President Angela Bonilla says it includes wins on class size, teachers' pay, and mental health support for students.
We all came together, we stuck together, and that's what made this possible.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A radical decision last week in an Arkansas racial gerrymandering case stopped voters and democracy groups from suing under the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The state of North Dakota took advantage of the decision to appeal to have their racially discriminating gerrymandered maps restored, struck down after a lower court found they suppressed Native American voting power. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals decision said only the U.S. Attorney General had standing to sue under the VRA, and the decision covers cases in Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The fringe decision is likely to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. The state of North Dakota was sued by the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, the Spirit Lake Tribe, and individual Native voters in 2022, who argued that voting district maps were manipulated to suppress Native voting power. As a result, for the first time since 1991, no Native American is serving in the North Dakota Senate. The Brennan Center for Justice writes that the Eighth Circuit's Arkansas decision is likely doomed, either from an appeal with all judges presiding or by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Brennan Center said about the case, "It is not just wrong, but shockingly so, radically out of step with the history of the Voting Rights Act and decades-old practices." We have a story on the North Dakota appeal and the Eighth Circuit's decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 3 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 34 degrees. On Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Wednesday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 35 degrees. And on Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 26 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
Today is Giving Tuesday, and there are many local charities that need your help. But we hope you consider Community Radio as one of your charities today on Giving Tuesday. Giving to WGXE helps many other nonprofit organizations. WGXE's mission is to lift all boats, to bring those organizations on the air and interview them so you can hear about what's going on in your community, in the art galleries, in the music clubs, in local businesses and restaurants. WGXE constantly covers your community, and we hope you can make a pledge today on Giving Tuesday at wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support for hundreds of community voices in your area and beyond.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
the reefs of greed, through the squalls of heat. Sail on. Sail on. Sail on. Sail on. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the U.S.A.